Hey guys, it is 2020. My, oh my, how fast the years fly. Oh my goodness. Are you ready for this? I'm ready for this. Here we go.
You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
All right, I am broadcasting live from Portland, Oregon, quite the distance from my hometown. It was 2 years ago today when I was in my home office in the Philippines, launched my first podcast, and released the very first episode into the world. And since then, things have been crazy for real. We skipped a year. Went through the whole whirlwind of rebranding, which was intense, but also a lot of fun. So if you've been following me and my podcast adventures, and you've been a fan since the very first episode, I am back and better than ever. What about you guys? How was the past year for you? Tell me everything in the comments, business-wise, family-wise. You can get personal if you want. I want to hear your stories. I turned 29 last year, so I've been doing a huge amount of reflecting. I guess every person goes through this when they look at their lives and go, am I in the place where I hoped I would be? So this place where I am in has inspired today's podcast topic on goals. More specifically, how to make any goal achievable. It might surprise you, just like it did for me, to know that the act of achieving a goal actually has nothing to do with the goal itself. Kind of weird, right? Because having a set of goals is a vital part of running any business. It sets the direction for any course of action and fuels every strategy. Simply put, without goals, we are aimless. However, it isn't simply about knowing how to set these goals. According to the US News and World Report, the failure rate for New Year's resolutions is said to be about 80%, and most people lose their resolve by mid-February. Uh-oh. If this is true, then the problem isn't really about not having goals. Apparently, we're really good at that, so it's not that, but it's about the follow-through. And the side note here, guys, we are now beyond mid-February. We're looking at the last week of the month. So if you're a part of that group of people that made resolutions, how are you guys doing, huh? Let me know. I'd like to get some insight. So back to it. According to an INC article, the reasons why goals become difficult to achieve can vary from lack of clarity to setting expectations too high. Another big reason is that the idea of setting a massive goal feels like a demand upon ourselves. When you think, I must, you set no room for failure, and that's where the problem starts. Failure is going to be an inevitable part of reaching your goals. Therefore, this entire process has to be forgiving of that. You also have to be forgiving of yourself. We must understand that having a goal isn't really about the goal itself, but about developing the habits that bring you closer to that goal every day. So, as a next level step to goal setting, here are the strategies you can use to help you develop useful habits and make any goal achievable. So the first one is to focus on systems versus enormous goals. And this is such a valuable tidbit for me. I've been practicing this for years. So system versus goal. A goal is the big picture that gives you direction, while a system is the daily work that keeps you on track. For example, if you're a content creator, your goal might be to have 10,000 followers on your social media. So your system is how you test different types of content, your content distribution approach, your audience research, your consistency. Another example is if you're an entrepreneur, your goal might be to build a $1 million business. Your system is how you develop your products, how you manage your team, and how you grow your online reach. Okay? The system versus goals concept gave me a powerful thought. that I was focusing too much on my own scoreboard and not enough on getting good at my craft. A huge ouch on that part for me. Not to say that goals aren't important, but if you forget about goals for a moment and pay intense attention on your skills, your work, and your habits each day, the results follow anyway. As a content creator, I could go and urge every person to follow my accounts and check out my content, but the only way to really win is to improve on my skills every single day so that I don't only get the followers, but I also get to keep them. So what I've done is I've started the practice of breaking down my goals into bite-sized activities or steps that I can do on a regular basis that puts me a step closer to reaching my goals every day. I started teaching my team the same concept, and it's made a huge difference in both our culture and our results. It's given us this sense of responsibility and healthy competition, knowing that everyone is out there in the trenches doing the work, which is great because that's what gives us results anyway. So when you start setting goals, right next to that, you guys, develop a daily system that will help you stick to it. Setting a goal, for example, setting the goal of making $10,000 in profit is great, but it is still a big goal, right? Instead, plan a set of activities that makes that profit inevitable and turn those into your bite-sized goals. I really like that term, bite-sized goals. Like setting the task to reach out to X number of prospects a day can be a bite-sized goal. It's something that you can do every day, like cardio, or doing 3 product broadcasts a week. And that's another example. Remember that behind any big achievement is a set of good disciplined habits, and those take time to adopt. So the next thing that you can do to make any goal achievable is to track your progress. If you don't measure your success, you won't have any idea of what works and what doesn't in your current system. And if you don't know that, you are more likely to waste time on things that don't give you results. This could be as simple as keeping a journal or detailing your progress each day on that journal. And this could be fun, you guys, and this could be a fun, relaxing process for you. So set a time to reassess how far you've come and how far you still need to go to reach your goals. So whether that's once a week or twice a month, make sure you set that time aside for yourself. More importantly, keep track of things that have and have not worked. For example, if a certain video that you posted got amazing engagement, write down what time you posted it, which platform it was on, what topic it was about, what calls to action you made, how long the video was, the title, the conversions it produced, etc., and align your future content on that pattern, on those examples. So to help you out, I crafted a detailed weekly and daily journal that'll help you keep track of your progress. So this is a little bit of a surprise for you. You can access it when you sign up to be a part of the True Girls team, and you can check out the link to sign up in my show notes on 16ramos.com. Now, the third thing that you can do to make any goal achievable is don't just set aside time around your goals, but get hyper focused during your power hours. So the key word here is hyper focused. I love that word. That means working with intention with the time that you can allot. Time management, you guys, is such an important topic in the realm of managing an online business. If you work a job or run a household, it'll be a little tricky to find the time to work on your business goals. We all make sacrifices for anything worthwhile, but it's not just about managing your time, but also about being hyper-focused or being choosy about the work you do during your power hours. So determine what activities are result producing and which are busy work. Okay, so if you run a home business, you are most likely a one-man show. You're probably creating content, publishing them, answering queries, packing products, delivery, all of these things, right? And I'm sure you're overwhelmed. And if you are in direct sales, you might also be training a sales team. But there are items in this list that directly produce results, while some are better delegated because they do not. Not saying they're not important, but they don't directly contribute to the results you're trying to achieve. So packing and shipping products, for example, is an important part of business, of course, but these could also be delegated. But if you don't have people doing that for you, set a cutoff time or a shipping schedule so that it doesn't take up your whole day or majority of your week. Then you'll have more time doing result-producing work like content creation and answering inquiries on your social media. Being hyper-focused is going a step beyond time management. You could find the time, but if you only have 2 hours a day to work on your awesome side gig, you better make those hours count. Okay, a huge part of making progress is being organized and having a clear structure of activities. This can be tricky if number one, you're short on time, and number two, you don't know which activities generate results versus the activities that are simply busy work. As a supplement to the weekly and daily journals, I designed a 90-day content and activities calendar as part of the True Girls Online Success System. It comes with daily prompts of exactly what to do each day of the month to get engagement and leads for your products. So you can skip the second guessing and go straight to the activities that generate results. So for the links, if you want that, you can check out my show notes on 16ramos.com. So there you have it, how to make any goal achievable. Now you understand it's really less about the goals, but more about the habits. Develop a system that leaves room for mistakes and improvement. Track your progress so you can keep doing more of what works and get hyper-focused, especially if you're working with limited time. If these tips and trainings help you in any way, please send me your thoughts and feedback. Depending on where you're listening from, I'm sure there's a way to message me, but if there isn't, you can always visit 16ramos.com and send your thoughts my way. See you next time, everyone. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.